Of Samachtes. Yesterday, I learned in the beginning of the Perikavi, and certainly in three areas, there's three areas that Havas Hashem has to be expressed. One is the Nafsho in his life, one is the Gufa in his body, and one with his money. Because those who have the opportunity to be expressing the Havas Hashem with all their life and give up their life, there's not everyone very good at it. Not everyone has this mission. Only Yechidim Ba'om, he said, only some unique individuals. Those are the martyrs. Aval Ashnei Purim Arishayim, but the other two, Hem Bechoy Yisrael Damedavrim. There, most of the people, the talkative people, have the ability to express the dedication in love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vistadlam, when they put in Ephraim Bagdomas and all the princesses, Ashikdam Rishayze, which we spoke in this shah. Marsha Moira, which will show, Kiyashnei Apurim Eile, that these two types, in these two areas, in body and in money, Raya Alahava Shleim Velim, will be approved to the full, complete love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Marsha Om Ay, will say, Marsha Omar Asotin, Ay Sotin says, Achinam Yore Yev Elohim, is there no reason why Yev fears God? You had covered him, and you had sheltered him, about this, about his home, about Kol HaShalom Yisroel, everything he possessed. However, here we see the Yetzer Hara have been given, the Satan have been given freedom to test Eev by affecting all his belongings, all his possessions, all his family. And when he tied it, you know, Eev is a good man, a fearing God, why not? You're giving him everything. Let's see, when you take everything here, will he still continue to feel? So you see that even this is not for everyone. Ulam, and he says, Shlach me yotcho, just reach out to you to Gav v'chol ha'shaloi, and try to affect everything which he has. Umloi ha'ponecho v'rchecho, wouldn't he, chas v'sholem, bless you means to say, apu, wouldn't he curse you in your face, kloimer. Ki uke soichel imcho. The Sotan argued, it's rather argued, Eev is nothing more than a businessman with you, v'abos v'iros ha'ischo. You know, it's space to love you, interfere, because you're giving him back, look, all the good things. Lekach mechira kvado oilem v'hoinai. He took in a step for the fear and love which he gave to you. Lekach mechira, he took his price. He let himself being paid. Kvado oilem v'hoinai. He got the respect of the world and the value of the world. So the psoik memene just tried to take away mashachananto mita our son. Take away everything that you gave him from the values in the world. Let's see, Yamud bin Yona Imcha, will he still stay with all his Yona with you? Will he still remain the same devoted, dedicated man? Who are never Babosaba? Omala Boyne in the Rishem Rishpan, Tina Kora Shalai Bedechol. Everything which he has is in your hand. Do with him anything you want. Also, Mashedat, you know what the Sultan did with his money, with his children, he killed his children, he took away all his money, took away all his possessions. Loin Ishtana. And he had not been changed. Loin bin Igleyu, not in the outside, Loin bin Ishtanahim. Not only didn't change the inside as he kept his devotion, but even the normal emotional effect of a person, sometimes, in such a times of grief, in times of very painful things, a lot of people, most of the people, would act differently outside than inside, either for the good, either for the bad. Some people, they show an extra broken situation, the extra cry, the extra. But inside they're not as deeply moved as the show on the outside. It's the kind of people show such hysteria. Or sometimes people have a much deeper pain in the inside that they can't show on the outside. A real strong person who really has shlita, control, and this is the maxim of a person's accomplishment, as the Chodesh Shalom Titus, the Posik, Tomim, Tiyam, Hashem, Tiyachu, be complete, means the inside and the outside has to be one body, one piece, like one transparent piece. You're not acting up in neither way, not too good, not too bad. You act outside exactly as inside. That's the shlemus of a person. That's the bit. Chavis was titled to pursue tomentim, something, be complete, inside, outside. And sometimes people reach this madrega. They act very naturally, absolute 100%, until some really greedy strikes them. Something really strikes them, then they lose control. When you lose control, all of a sudden the play of this merger stops. All of a sudden it becomes a separation. When Igleyu bin Ishtanah, so you see what he says. Chavisul says that Eev withstood the test with what? Not he behaved right, he spoke right, he didn't curse, turning the testament to Lord Nishtava that he did not change Lobinikle Lobinistova like him. Everything remained inside, outside the same. He didn't overly cry, he didn't overly did it, he didn't do it. Some people show tremendous cold front and inside they're burned up. And they're full of complaints and they can't express it. Some people are up and they talk like fools, but inside really don't mean it that much. You just have to talk. It means what he's not expressing outside as inside. It's a very important mission to remember this, that we always have to work on this one meter to be honest and to be genuine. Two and two. That's called three and two inside outside. And nothing on the world, no shake up in the world, should be up to shake up this balance. Because sometimes we could maintain a balance artificially, you know, if things doesn't shake us up, we don't lose control, we are in full control, we play the act very good. But really there's a loss of control no matter, to the good, to the bad, you know, you're getting loose. Omar Bavosa and Amona Elohim, and he remained with his full dedicated love to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And says, Orem Etzos in the bed anyway. So why did I complain? I went out of my mother's womb naked. Orem Osho Shama. And naked I gotta go back. What, I lost something? Hashem no fun. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. Hashem no kashu. Baruch Hu take Yishem. Hashem Baruch. Hashem should be blessed no matter what he does. He knows what he's doing. I mean, what right do we have to complain? What right do we have to complain? Something taken away from you. No, you came naked, you go naked, you go back to square one. Hashem gave, Hashem take away. Had you looked into my heart of ears, you see, there's no person in this world. Ishtam Yosha, Tam. See a complete man? He still remains a Tam, as the Chavisot touches Tam, inside, outside, the same. The Yosha is straight. Yor Elohim, the son of is feeling further out, he goes away from it. Omer said, the Sultan said, Or Bador, V'chol HaShavish, he turned Bar Nafshay. Yes, he's still a businessman. What wouldn't do a person to save his life? So he's still trading. Of course, he's behaving like that. He's fearing his life, he's fearing his health. Okay, he took everything away. So he knows he could go further. So there's still something to derive, something to trade. So he's trading for his own life. Or Bad Oyer, skin for skin. And everything a person has, he will give for his life. He's protecting his life, so therefore he's acting like that, not genuinely. Ulam, shlach me yot chulegal atzma, dal besore. So if you reach out your hand and try to affect him, his flesh, he will open echo ver chech, wouldn't he curse you? Omar, Hashem, I replied, hadu me odam, it's not no moidam. It's not necessary, because many people are very generous with their money. When the shame of the name also be the wife of the children, which may give him, in order to preserve the body. You can't really prove that he really loves you only if you test him with his body, absorb with his own flesh. You're going to give him pain, the yokuts boy, to the pain that he can't stand anymore. Make him sick. And let me see, when he's going to be full of pain, will he also be so dedicated? Hashem tell them, he's in your hand. Go ahead, do with him whatever you want. Torture him. Cause pain on him. But don't take away his life. Made in life. Also, Masha Omar, and he did what he said to the Sultan, and he showed him the Gufa, and he tested him in his body, the Soval, and he tolerated the pain. But Loi Nishtana Vamino, so he not changed his name. We're not required to go to Gusar, but came to God, but Omar Bishman said to his wife, when his wife complains, how do you speak Kedaber Achasan of Oris to the Bey? You speak one of the disgusting people, how do you speak it like that? Kamis Atayd Nikabel could only take good from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mr. Loi Nikabel, bad we wouldn't take. In other words, till now, when he lost everything, he lost his children, he lost his possession, lost his money, became naked, he didn't feel it even ra, it was not bad. Why wasn't it bad? Because I came naked, I remain naked. It's not bad. Bad means when you come in with a minus. But you come with zero, go with zero, this is not bad yet. But now that he came healthy, and all of a sudden became sick, and it became very, very painful, now it became ra, now it became minus. Now I can say, you came naked, you go naked, you're going back less than you came. So now it's become ra. Now it's become, so what is it? When his wife complains, so what, how are you talking? You're talking like, because I have a son of like a disgusting this. Gamas are telling the Kabbalah, they could only accept good from a book, a saron on the Kabbalah. Till now we had all the goods. What did you do? Had you enough thank Hashem for it? Had you enough appreciated the good? You accepted it. So if you accepted the Torah, you have to accept also the law. And Yirasa Avos HaNemona, now he demonstrated his real dedicated love, a boy levovoi, and the pure of his heart, like hail to God, Mashi's apek loy, where he held back the sovereign to tolerate the pain, this nadvoi, and also he showed his dedication of Venus when he lost his money with Sarah's body together. In this pasuk, gamas afraid to kabel, so don't learn to kabel. What do you think gamas afraid? What if in gamas afraid to kabel? Also the good also we shall accept. The sarola in the kabel is a gamas afraid. Could be the reason why they cannot accept ro, because they've not properly accepted the Torah. If we would absolutely accept the Torah from Hashem the way a Jew should accept it, full of thanks and full of appreciation, you could also accept the ra. In other words, when a person automatically has some things go bad, it's almost beyond his hand, it should be bekabel the ra as it should be. That you have to say the same simcha that you broke on Rav and Toif. The only time you could really get to a madrega that you could say on Rav simcha when you say on Toif the simcha. When you do Toif mekabel. When you mekabel the Toif the way Yid should be mekabel. How does a Yid mekabel the Toif? The simcha. When a Jew gets Toif and takes it for granted it's coming for him, he's not mekabel the Toif the simcha. That's not the way you should be mekabel toiv. The way a Jew should be mekabel toiv, the way a Jew should feel with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is dedicated to, that he is indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the toiv, is that he has to feel that he's undeserving, that he doesn't deserve. Matter of fact, when he gets toiv, it bothers him. He says, why is Hashem so generous? Why is Hashem so good? Now, when you want to appreciate something for somebody very extremely appreciative, the more you feel undeserving, the more appreciative you become. So we have to thank Hashem. Hoidel Hashem Kitoiv, thank Hashem Kitoiv, because Hashem is good. How can you remember, how can you really Hoidel Hashem, how can you thank Hashem Kitoiv that He is good? How can you represent, when you say Kilo Oilom Chazma, everything is in the Chesed Hashem. It's the generosity of Hashem. But you know, when you work for a boss, and you put in a good weeks of work, and you get a check, you say, thank you, that's all. I says, come on, thank me. What do I mean thank you? I told you thank you, it's enough. Why don't you appreciate it? What do I appreciate? I worked for you. It's coming. The more you feel it's coming, the more you take away the chesed from the giver. One take away the chesed giver. Now, David HaMelech says, Hoidil Hashem, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be always, matter of fact, that's called, as Pasem says, why is Yehidi, heard it from his idol, Chedishirim, why is Yehidi called Yehidi? Why is a Jew called Yehidi? Yehidi is Loshon Hodeh, Loshon Tank. Listen, thank. A Jew is always in a thankful position. Why? Because he always feels that he's undeserving. He always feels nothing is coming. Nothing is coming. Everything chesed keil kol hayom. The Jew keeps declaring, because Baruch does chesed all day long, because Baruch does chesed. So everything which he does to me is a pure chesed. He lets me breathe, is chesed. Every breath of air, thank Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every glass of water, we think of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what is a Jew? A Jew feels totally undeserving, totally unjustified by everything which he has. And therefore, when he has anything from the slightest little thing, he's hoider, he's moider. He's always thanking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is a Yid. Now, when a Jew is in this position, and he's moider la toiv, when he's mekabel the toiv in such a thing, all of a sudden things is bad and very bad, gets very ra. How bitter could he be? How could he be? He keeps telling all his life I'm not deserving. Now, what will happen? You don't know a stranger. A stranger comes and sends you, every week he sends you a $2,000 check. The guy knows what. And anytime you have a problem, you just need a car, all of a sudden the car drives up with a new car to you. And anything, all of a sudden the child gets sick, all of a sudden sends up the best doctor to you. And I want us giving everything which you need continuously. And you don't know what the person wants. And you keep thanking him, why I deserve everything which you're giving. All of a sudden, he stops giving to you. Can you go with complaints? How can you go with complaints? Now, if you do go with complaints, it's like, you took it for granted, anything good is coming to you. The minute when you complain, is only. So, only if I am fully thanking on God and knowing I'm undeserved for the good Hashem gives, and I take note of Chesed Hashem Kol Hayom, all day long I see Chesed. This is the person who could be Ro Nekabel. There's Gamas HaToiv Nekabel, when we receive the Toiv, the way we receive the Toiv, Saro Nekabel, then the Ro shouldn't be Nekabel, it doesn't go. Now we can understand, Shem Shem Mavalchan Al Toiv, Mavalchan Al Ro. Just like the Mavorech Al Toiv, Mavorech Al Toiv, Chazal said the Simcha. So the question is, how could it be the Simcha? The answer is, it could be the Simcha. Because if you really Mavorech Al Toiv, you could be Mavorech Al Ro. Because no matter how much ro it is, you still have leftover time, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you time while he gives you the ro, because when he gives you the ro, who gives you the koach to take the ro? Who gives you life? When you're dead, you don't receive anything ro, you finish. While he gives you the ro, he gives you even the toif. And maybe sometimes, this is a meiridiga madrega, but when it's simple terms, a person is very much overwhelmed with problems with tzuras, and there's loads of tzuras coming on a person, and a person could lay it down and say, Hashem, put on me, I know it's coming from you, and I could accept this. It's coming for you, and I'm strong to be mekabel the yisurim. How can you take the strength? How can you thank Hashem? Says the contrary. Hashem, if you had made me, yes, you are so good to me, that you made me so strong, that this little nobody person, human being, you made, gave strength to me, that I could be mekabel the yisurim me'ahava, how much do I owe you thanks? How much do I owe you thanks? I can't. Those gufa, whole gufa, that in himself, that you could be a simple flesh and blood, which usually people, they dissolve, they crack up. And you made me strong enough and powerful enough that I could accept you sitting mehava and feeling it's coming to me. Because there's so much good that you don't chesed and I've not properly acknowledged and appreciating that you give me an opportunity to at least here identify this is really what I deserve. That in itself is the biggest madrega which you gave to a person. So it comes out the person could be mevorech al haro because the, when Hashem gives you the ro, there you gave you the opportunity to bring out in you how much devotion you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's good for the berocha b'simcha. You have a certain opportunity to express with simcha with love to Kodesh Baruch Hu the ro which had given to you. This is the connection. Gamas of Tzayv Nekabel v'saro lo Nekabel. If you will be the Tzayv Nekabel lo Nekabel, then it shows that all the Tzayv which you received here also went up to thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. You felt it's coming to you. V'omar v'mar sh'onah b'chaveirav, and ye have said that the chaveirav tell him, what did you tell them? Hen yikteleini, and Hashem should kill me, lo yeyachem. I will still look up for him. In other words, while a Kodesh Baruch Hu is torturing, while a Kodesh Baruch Hu is pinching a person and is hurting a person, Loi ayachel. Who is doing it? You are doing it to me. I'm the one who, you know, when you know the nature of a child, when a child who loves his mother and he was bad and he's being beaten up by his mother is giving him, so where does the child go? Clings even stronger to the mother, runs better to the mother. So why? Your mother is sitting, why are you clinging? It's because your mother, when you're hitting me, I'm getting even closer to you. So, Henik to later, the time when Kodesh Baruch Hu is hurting me, lo yeyachel, I'm even closer to him, I'm getting more, k'mo Hashem shel v'yomer Hashem alif ha'fet amoni, ki lo yedabart na l'choyni ka'abdi, and they're not speaking to me truthfully, lo k'mazah k'usledia. After I see from here, ki chiver eila v'boire, shnei tzadikim, Kodesh Baruch Hu had compared him to two tzadikim, v'yim l'mosh and boro tzitzu ha'mosh, v'am says, noyach, the niyel v'iyev, heimo b'tzitkosim en afon afshom, noyach and the niyel, and iyev, David the righteous has rescued the light. But after Kachshav Elokim Shavus and Kamashikos, and then Iyav had made Shuvah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Hashem saw the Shavus Iyav. Hashem had brought back after Kodesh Baruch Hu rehabilitated him, and he proved an old, unbearable situation. Hashem rehabilitated him, and you see that Noach and Daniel the Iyav, they all express the same type of thing because Noach. We see the righteous Shafnach was expressed at a time when the whole world is being destroyed, and even for a very torturous 1 full year to being in the table with the animals who are suffering, and Noach remained with the sitkas, and Daniel was thrown into the lion grove, and remained here. Well, datum in Hogai, you know, through this conduct, to kolach siyim shalom nusim, on this opinion, under this concept, and on this conduct. Used to be the behavior of all the Hasidim Arishonim Amnusim, all those tested previous Hasidim. Kedaniel v'chaveirav, like Daniel and Chaveir v'shananim shol v'goy v'aroi v'chit shanesh, in the blind grove and the fire furnace, v'sorin v'gamalchus, and the tanner v'gamalchus, v'kivir v'shmolchim v'tradyan, v'anoig min hodam, and all others which went in the same path. All the Hasidim Arishonim, where they expressed devotion, dedication, love to Kodesh Baruch Hu, while they were at the biggest Yisurim. And by the way, this is what we have to express today. This is what you have to express today. Hashem is starting putting it on layers of loads. We're getting layers of loads of pressing. You know, we're being cornered and cornered and cornered. And we start living in a fearful life that you never know. We're under the shadow of death. Mamash under the shadow of death. And in America, we also, we even... in a bigger, invisible shadow. People falling apart underneath parnosis and others, underneath stress, and there is a collective cloud over us, which is collecting anti-Semitism, and we never know when it bursts out. Something that we are spared, the world is free world is spared. Just like you say, the Jews who live in Tel Aviv, and they never know what hits them. And all of a sudden, a bomb hits them, Chas v'Shalom, it could be 60, 70 casualties. We never know, they never know, and they live in a state of fear, they never know what strikes them. But at least they know Hashem over them. And this is the final test, how do we make Kabbalah this? How do we accept this? Now we get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, Kam Shatayim in the Kabbalah, Shalom Lai in the Kabbalah, the good things in Kabbalah. We here, we are also in the same set, we are no way in a less danger here than we are there. We also get the same strike bombs, but it's invisible bombs. And the casualties is invisible casualties. Don't think, if anything, we have much more casualties daily of those enemy of the bomb, but those are ruchnistic bombs, they're spiritual bombs which explode over us, and more people in casualties take a bigger toll of victims in our midst of our Yiddishkeit here in America, that we don't even realize that we, how many casualties a fatal casualty takes. I mean, that we are so fools that we're so, we don't even feel what is happening to us. But those who do see, we see all of a sudden that we live under a pressure that there's no escape, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help you, only He could save you. Why is it being brought up? But now this is a test of years. We all are tzaddikim, we all are people, we believe in HaKadosh, believe in Mashiach, and so we have to be, before Mashiach, we have to be worthy to receive all the benefits of Mashiach, and to receive the Torah, and to be able to keep the mitzvahs, we have to be tested, are we really deserving? Isn't this a business trade of what we are Yidden? Isn't that we trading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So now when it comes to this situation, and under this situation, we maintain our devotion and dedication to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the final proof. Without this, without sending us on to the fight for this, so therefore, the Jews before Mashiach, they go to the Hevel Mashiach, all the big tzores, just the sword of the Gemalchus. This is the test which Avraham Avinu, with all of us, went through. Or Madreg Azayson, this Madreg, he's in a Novi Vamroi. A Novi had warned us and said, after Shem Elokecho, Moshe Rabbeinu said, love Hashem, b'chol levav, with all your heart, b'chol nafshach, with all your life, b'chol medech, with all your money. And Misha Masmid El Ahava, and the one who consistently works on this love, Shilu Techeles, Oile Yira Bo'ilu Mazor Bo'ilu Obo, which he awaits and fears, and this is what the world to come, Ashi B'cholis Rav Adam Lekai Mitzaseh, which this is part of most of the people to fulfill. Mishtadu Batomit, he always tries to possess it, as I said, to be tested with life, mamash, not everyone is echad, only to you individuals. But in order to is to be devoted with your body, that Hashem affects you, health, and your children, and Hashem is affecting you with your money, that most of the people are capable of withstanding the test. Yamtseya, if you really try consistently, therefore we say three times a day, the haftar, then Yamtseya boyer, because Bochum would strengthen him, Yazreyu, and it will help him, Allah have an amona to bring him on the absolute proof of love, Ashatiel Gadel, Roimim, which will be able to elevate him into Roimim, the boy, the Sarta Kurush Boku, Ashil Malam in a Kurish of Soris, which is higher than a human ability. In other words, as limited we are, but when we are dedicated to that and we consistently work on it, Hashem will lift us and elevate us in this area of Ahava, which is over and above the capacity of a normal human being. I, my lovers, I will love. Mushachrai, and those who yearn for me, you would see Ununi, they're going to find me. You know, the process of love is, if you love somebody very, very much, and the person gives you back, if you respond with the greater love, then your love gets greater. When we come forward to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is re-loving us, responds us with the greater love to us, then we go even further with our love. And that's what it says. Ani Ahava, I Hashem says, Ani, my lovers, Ahav, I will love him back. And when we see the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu back in such a great non-proportion according to us, then that makes us grow, and that takes us out from our limitations and boundaries, and our love becomes unlimited, over and above that any human being could express, because this is coming a reflection of the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to us. V'choytei, or those who sin, choymes nafshoi. V'choytei, those who miss me, and those who miss me, miss Hashem, choymes nafshoi, he robs his own soul. Those who miss to see the way Hashem behaves with him, whom is he depriving? Himself. He's being self-deprived. Perek HaMishi, the fifth Perek. Aval Mafsida Aval Elokim. What is the things which are destroying the love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which does not let a person express love? Rabim Ma'oit. Those are very, very many. The most of the other, any other midah has many enemies which tries to have him, but the most of it is Ahava. Because any little interference interferes with Avasham. Mehem from that issue, Katsar Odom Magdomas. The first thing would be, when a person does not, has short knowledge in the prefaces which we have given, Asher Tisyalad Mehem Ahava Boydis Allah. We have given you a few Magdomas prefaces which result in love. So any time when you don't work in those areas, automatically you're being deprived. Imam also there is Mosfida Agdomas, those who do take away from you the first Ashikdam and Babu Sefer Zeb, which you explain in the Sefer, and then it's over Shalai, so I don't have to repeat them, we don't have to extend this. Everything which you told about you have to do, just stop doing it automatically, you lose Ahavas Hashem. Imam, one other reason is which loses Ahavas Hashem. A sinner by Havav, if you hate somebody who loves Hashem, by Havav is said if you love somebody who hates Hashem. Sometimes it's a very sensible thing, a very sensitive thing. And sometimes you could be a very good Jew and Oiv Hashem. But if you could tolerate a Sein Hashem, and you could love somebody, you could appreciate somebody, somebody who hates Hashem, automatically takes away from you the ability to love Hashem. How can you hate somebody who can love someone who hates Hashem? Or how can you hate somebody who loves Hashem? So when a Jew hates another Jew, if that other Jew has a certain amount of Ahavas Hashem, it's an unbelievable thing. When you hate a person, okay, you hate a certain person, let's say that person has a certain amount of Ahavas Hashem. That amount of Ahavas Hashem which he has, and you hate him, will be taken, you are going to lose your Ahavas Hashem. It's immediate reflection. You could cry to tomorrow that you are Oiv Hashem, you love Hashem. But if you really Oiv Hashem, you should go crazy when you see other person is Oiv Hashem. How can you hate him? Elamai hated him. So if this man does not love Hashem, is a Sein Hashem, of course then you have to hate him. Then you take away your love when you love him. When you love a person who hates Hashem, then you lose your love to Hashem yourself. Or you hate a person who loves Hashem, or you love a person who hates Hashem. Either way, this is also from the term which creates Sinas Hashem. One says, Matzdika Rosho, those who justify Rosho. One says, Matzdik Rosho, those who justifies Rosho, and Mashiach Tzadik, and makes a Rosho of a Tzadik. Omer says, Oizve Soiro, those who left behind Toiro, Yehalalu Rosho, they are praising the Rosho. It means, Omer, Oived Rosho Tzadika, Omer Rosho Tzadika, those who said Rosho Yatzari. All those people who praise Rishoyim and ridicule Tzadikim, they automatically result to lose their devotion of Ahavas Hashem. Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek. What are the signs? What are the symptoms of a lover of Hashem? How does a lover of Hashem express himself? What kind of symptoms does he see in a person who really loves Hashem? Mehem from that is, Aziva, the person will naturally abandon Kol Mashi Yatridei Mavoyedis Aboyedis Borach. Anything which will take him away from service of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Minyan HaMasorim, all excessive things. But obviously food you can't give up, sleep you can't give up, that you must maintain your life. But anything which is excessive, your nature is going to abandon. Imehem, from that also other proof is, Herois, Oises, Yerose, shows his fear, Vemos, Alponot. You see on this person, is a Yorechet, Yoreshemayim, you always see that he's fearful, like when a person possesses a priceless diamond, a priceless gem, you see the person is tense. Why is he tense? Person has $1 million in his pocket, walks around on the street, he's tense, he's afraid. Why are you afraid? I have $1 million in my pocket, I should lose it. When a person is Oiv Hashem, you always see a certain restlessness. You're always afraid of something. You always tell, oh, maybe. Big tzaddikim, which you always used to see, maybe I'm not going to do purposely. So you look at his nervous now. He's so in love with Hashem, and he has such a priceless possession, the being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that it expresses in his face a certain ha'esunira. But Yirat Shnepon, I mean, this year expresses itself in two ways. These two ways is this year. Echad Mem, one of them is Yirish Ansa Vinishyoinoi. He's afraid of the punishment or of the test, of the Kurzbach is testing him. He's afraid that the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't test him. He's afraid that the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't torture him. No, even if it was if it would be guaranteed that nothing bad will happen, he wouldn't be afraid of Hashem. That's not the real year. Sam is only afraid of bad things shouldn't happen. He's really afraid of the bad things. He's not afraid of Hashem. If he would have been guaranteed a bad thing wouldn't happen, he wouldn't be afraid. Well, I'm going to say this type of fear is resulted. We have to be afraid. Maybe he's going to do it only from fear. It's not real. But he's shot. He's really not doing fully what it should be. We must hear when many of them say, "Chazal, this Chazal warned us." Altiri kavod imshamu shasam nas bekavod prav. Don't be like servants who do it for reward. Do it for even without reward. Now these people are afraid. They're always afraid of reward. One of the chassidim said, "And if it's bayish me'alekim, I'm embarrassed in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I should serve him baver agmul va'oynish because of reward and punishment. I should be like the bad slave. Im yiro." Cover. If you're going to be free, if you're going to be afraid, you're going to hope something's going to get, Yasser, he will do it. If you laugh, he's nothing to be afraid, no, Yasser, he wouldn't do it. I will serve my master, the Mashiach Yisroel, as appropriate. It's nothing to do with my reward and with my punishment. Regardless, I will serve him. I want to be from those slaves, regardless. This is one type of fear. Shani, the second fear is the second type of fear. He always expresses he's afraid of the Kvot Shemayim. He's always afraid of Hashem, of the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This never goes away from the person, could never be taken away, but only Fredus Merikolimachav never could take away. The contrary, the more he recognizes Hashem, the more fearful he becomes. The more he's afraid of the Kvot Shemayim. In other words, take a diamond, and you have a diamond, you've worth $10,000, so you're nervous, you have a $10,000 thing in your pocket you shouldn't lose. So that you get used to. But as you get used to the $10,000, the price goes up. All of a sudden, you know, it's not $10,000, so it's $100,000. So $10,000 fee you got used to, but $100,000 it's a new amount. Then you're being afraid of $100,000. Now when you get used to $100,000, then it gets raised to $1,000,000. And that's exactly what is happening with us. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the more we are together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we grow, the more the fear grows. Because the fear, the possession which you have, the chvoid of Rav Musa, the oitzim gvirosa becomes greater. The more you are, your deya is Hashem, the more you know Hashem, the more distant you become from Hashem, the more nothing you become, the more undeserving you become. This is Ish Moshe Onof Moed B'Kol Olam HaShem Pnei Adom. Moshe became the most humble person because there was nobody who knew Hashem as great as Moshe, and every knowledge of Hashem makes him more humble, and more humble means that why I deserve to have such a thing, and you pray that every moment you may lose it, and that becomes the natural fear. That's the real fear. This is the highest level of Madregas. This is called Yore Hashem Be'emes. This is the Yore which comes after Ahava. If you remember, we follow the same Bilu Benir, Avosa Ve'irosai. Ahava, put in Ahava, Yore Ahava and Yore. You should say, Are Yore and Ahava? Now, we're not speaking about the lower level of Yore. That's the first level of Yore. We are afraid of punishment. He's talking about a year which comes after a Ahava. Because we love you, Hashem, and because the more we love you, the more it generates here as Hashem, we shouldn't lose this beautiful devotion. This brings in this year, it brings him then to the absolute pure Ahava, Vakoisev, and the yearning to Hashem, Hamtzai, which almost is painful. He becomes sick over it. Nafshi Choylas Avosecho. He becomes sick over the Ahava Hashem. It becomes like a unlimited yearning. Somebody came to this level of Yira, he's never gonna be never gonna love anything, he's never gonna fear anything. Zula Savoira outside of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But somebody remains, comes to this Madrega for Ahava Yira Hashem, that manifests himself, there is no way that he's afraid from anything else on the world except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In no way can you appreciate or love anything else except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like one of the Chassidim had told Al Achad Me'areim, or one of those who fear, the Firesh, he found him sleeping in Achaz HaMidbor, one of the deserts, without any shelter. Omar had told him, they're not afraid of a lion that you sleep so carelessly in an open desert? Omaloi, he responded, and I'm too much embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shireni Yore Zilose, I should be afraid of anything else outside of him. How could he be afraid of a lion? I'm fully I'm at full capacity of Yira of Hashem. There's no room for any other Yira. In other words, just like you have a cup, when the cup is full, and you can't put anything in because it's full. When a person is overflowing of Yira Hashem, no other Yira, no other fear could come in. When a person is overflowing of Ahavas Hashem, no other devotion Ahava could be, could Imehem. And also from this science of this Ayurveda, Shishtava Be'enav, it should be absolute equal in his eyes. Imishabku b'nei Odom, people will praise him, or Yeganuyu, or people will embarrass him. But say Rabbi this work, when he's dealing with the Rotzon Hashem, he's doing what Hashem does. He could never accept any praise because I'm dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you praising me. What does that to do with it? It's just like a professor is giving a big lecture. He's giving a big lecture about a very, very deep thing. He's very, very immersed in it. And also when a kindergarten child goes over, says, you professor, you said a beautiful lecture. Will it touch him? Or the little child will tell him, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Would it even touch him? It wouldn't even hear. When we are devoted to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're involved in doing the mitzvah Hashem, we're expressing a Havas Yiras Hashem, how could it make any difference if people praising you or embarrassing you? What is it? I mean, this, how can you consider anything if people telling you? One of the simonim of Havas Hashem is that you see that you're being unaffected. If the whole world ridicules you, puts you down, just like you're unaffected and the whole world praises you and gives you who knows what kind of titles. Because when you are involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for half of a year, there's no room for somebody else. Umehem, there's also one of the other sciences, she's Nader Benafshoi. You should always volunteer with his life, the Gufa with his body, the Moira with his money, and with his body. Always should be fully in volunteering position, Ubonov with his children, B'ritzoyne Elis Borach, to express, to do the Rosh Hashem. You should always be on the ground, always volunteer, not when you're being asked to do it. Come forward, if you really love Hashem, dedicate yourself. Come on, Hashem, the person says, Kyolecho Horagno Kol Ayoim. On you, Hashem, we killed ourselves for you. We are out on a kill against ourselves if it's Elecho, when it's to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umehem, and also one of the other symptoms of Ayyab Hashem is, Shiyoshiv Shem Elokim Tomid Aloshainai. The name of Hashem should always be on his tongue. He should always speak about Hashem. B'shevach v'adoi tefila, by praising and thanking and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama Shem HaPosik says, U'lishoini teheget tzidkecho. My tongue should continuously speak about the tzidkes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For it says, Imole p'silo secho, my mouth should be filled with your praises. While Yavke Shem HaBayre L'shav, you should never mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for no reason. Unfortunately, transgressing this many, many times, because every time when we daven, we say Shem Hashem, and we don't know what we're talking about, we don't even have in mind the Perish HaMilas, it's Maske Shem Hashem Roshav.
If you
know, at least you're pushing the button, but if there is, this is not, but those who oyev Hashem, how could you mention Hashem's name and not to take note? You're talking about Hashem. You fully love it Hashem, so you're pushing back a button. You could push the button and have a sleep too. But if you're Hashem, you're fully alert, Libi Eir, my heart is hurt, how can you bypass, besides pushing the button, also the feeling, okay, speaking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're talking the science of Oyev Hashem now.
No, I'm saying to make a Shem Hashem Hashem, it's a right thing, you know.
Well, that's what the Sotcher Shavoyda says, you know, that we don't know also that thing. We keep talking about them, we don't even know what they express. We don't even know what to express like. Hashem gives us the privilege to mention his name and to quote his name, and we're not even knowing that we're quoting his name. We're not even knowing it. We're not even taking notes. But Lo Shekel, we should use his name. Lo Shekel, Lo Baklol, not to curse. Hashvi Lo Shav, not to false them. When people bring out the Shvei Lo Vator, Lo Yitzchak, when they don't have to, Lo Chavei Bedim, the Dima is not Mechayven. This is Shvei Lo Vator. Hashvi Lo Shekel, Hashvi Lo Shekel, Hashvi Lo Mechayven, Lo Yisabo Min Adin. ומחייב הפרסון שלהם מן המסום אותו עם ביזנס עם לאודם וחייב לזוהר יצבה שכל מה שווה לשאול שהוא יצוב careful not to do anything that you're going to bring him to שווה בשם הבוי לסבורך לחווי שום שווה נאמר פקוד בו כמו שכל שני קיק הפעם בעל לב keep a clean hands keep in a position that you never have to swear ואני עושה לו שווה נפשו אני אשבל אמיר but you never have to mention the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu לשאול for no reason and you don't swear for us ואני אומר לירס השם אני אכבד בנו ירזת You're always fearful of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. When it says, Zorche lechem yireshmi, it's going to shine for you, those who have fear of my name, Shemesh Tzedoko, It'll be like a son which is righteous, which is giving tzedakah umarta b'chnofeh, which heals its shines, which is radiation. So if the person is very careful never to bring himself mentioning Hashem's name for no reason, is nikikapayim, zolchachem yirishmi, you become shining to all the goods. Who are these? Those are the people they never will bring out Kesbach Levatola. Baklola, those who don't use name of Hashem for curses, and people curse with the name of Hashem, the Gnai God Lamaimi, the one who believes in Hashem, using Hashem to curse others is a big shame. Using Hashem's names to curse, which is a terrible shame. They want to very much intensify and magnify their curse. The Furcha poison to say how much they are cursing. And they're using Hashem's name by putting in Hashem should do this and this and this for you. And they're very angry. And the Chocham says like a laughter to a fool when they do ridiculous things. So he's also the Amoritz when he's cursing somebody with the name of Hashem, he's using Hashem to make it. So every mouth speaks, discussing a kesser and if called a shine tzaddik. But like pure purified silver is the tongue of a tzaddik. He watches that the name of Hashem shouldn't be misused. Ibrahim also, Doiv Hashem, Shiyasne, B'chol Ma Sh'osi La'asas La'omra, everything which he says he's going to do in the future, all the certain conditions, the Tzoyin Aboire. With Hashem's will, in Yerz Hashem. The Oyim Hashem will never do something, all those that he does are going to do in the future, so in Yerz Hashem. Beishu Yoyed Bozilosa, every time he promises somebody else, I feel in Yerz Man, Kore Babma, he's going to do soon. He says, I'm going to bring him Yerz Hashem a coffee, I'm going to immediately send. He said, this is the Rabbi Shnei Dvorim. Why does he always say, because of two things, Echel Miras, Miras, Amo Vasilo. Why does he have to say, immediately, he could say, okay, now it's quarter after six, Yerz Hashem, in 10 minutes, I'm going to give us Yerz Hashem. Why do you have to say in 10 minutes, Yerz Hashem? He says, maybe he's going to die. Mihiras Hamovasalot, maybe you're gonna die. So even no matter how close it is, you're still in the Rosh Hashem, you should be able to do it. But she the second reason she ain't a day, Kodam Xeris Elosa, you don't know if Hashem really wants you to do it. Even if it's a very close shot, but maybe Hashem doesn't want you to do it. Imehem also the other expression of Hashem, Shiyashiv Yod Elavidis or Elohim. You should always teach others, you should teach, learn other people to serve a Kodbach, member Akabemakosh in a good soft way, in a hard way, whatever it's needed. Kitiyat Tzorech Lozman, according to the situation, the time, and Amokam Lekitas, the other laws, according to the people's position. Magdoilim Ad Anshashu, from the great people to the street people. To the great people, you could speak tough, they could take it. In the street people, you have to speak soft. You're always in a position to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu to avoid, to bring people to avoid the Hashem under any condition, and you alter it according to the needs and times and positions and people. Moshe Omer Chochom, the person says, Gishma Chochom, Yosef Lekach, the Chochom hears, and he adds to the Novet Tachbura Sidik, and he adds tricks, because he wants to call it losses to swim armor, gives the foolish people the tricks how to get them in an av davs and zimo, and to the empty one how to learn. In other words, you know, this is also a very beautiful thing. But what's the difference that a person is a professional mekar? Today the people mekar v'chaykum, teaching other people. What's the difference? Somebody is a professional, this is his business, he loves to do it, or somebody does because of a kodesh baruch hu. The professional has a style, and he can't go out of his style. It could be or either tough, either soft, either works with a guitar, either learns Ramchal, either does this, either does that. He's not flexible. Because this is my style, this is my kick, and this is what I like, and this is what I express, and this is me doing it. Oh, this is my business, whatever it is. But one who does it, only for Havas Hashem, his goal is to bring this person to Kodesh Baruch Hu, no matter who it is. He will change his style to every person, to every situation. He's flexible. It's not me, it's not my shit, it's not this, it's not that. I'm doing it for Havas Hashem. Big Havas Hashem, but hook and crook are going to get you to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If they have to sing for you, I sing for you. They have to cry for you, I cry for you. They have to be tough, I'm going to be tough. They have to be soft, they're going to be soft. You could change your positions according time, according kitab. Every person speaks a different language. Like an Alba Bonim Divratari, you could speak to Chocham, Rosh Hashem simultaneously. Why? Because when you, this is a typical famous story which Noach Weinberg tells. You know, to make an old person about tshuva is the most difficult thing. The most difficult thing. So he said, somebody told him in Chicago, he made an 85-year-old lady, Baba's tshuva, she kosher become. He says, how? But I had to do it. But I never accomplished such a mission. Make an 85-year-old lady, she eats kosher. So how did you do it? So I told him, I have a nursing home. You know, and it's all going, and I give him treif, it's much cheaper. I had only one Jewish client there, and of course I had to give him the pack to kosher food. And she started complaining, I want to be like everyone else, I want to eat like everyone else. And she started complaining to the Board of Health, to the social services, and they want to take away my license because I'm discriminating.